In Northwest News on KNKX, planning for the worst-case scenario. That's where the state's largest school district finds itself as it prepares the budget for next school year. As 88.5's Monica Spain reports, depending on what the legislature does or doesn't do, cuts could be coming to the classroom.
Seattle Public Schools is facing a $74 million deficit. To make up for the shortfall, part of the district's plan is to increase class sizes, which means fewer teachers. Nurses, librarians, and counselors would be cut back too. But it's a waiting game because the legislature could act, meaning the district wouldn't need to make the cuts. Jo Lynn Berge with Seattle Public Schools says that level of uncertainty makes it difficult to plan.
Our teachers could have already said, you know, I'm going to go somewhere where I know I'm going to have a job. Hopefully, they'll hang in there with us. And hopefully, we'll get some kind of a sign from Olympia that something is coming. But that is completely unknown.
Berge says the timing is key because teachers need to be notified by mid-May if their position is being cut. Monica Spain, 88.5 News.